USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS News says the short-lived rebellion by a private military group shows real cracks within Russia over its war in Ukraine. A short-lived rebellion by the Wagner mercenary group over the weekend.
16 months ago, Russian forces were on the doorstep of Kyiv in Ukraine, believing they would take the capital in a matter of days and erase the country from the map as an independent country. Now, what we've seen is Russia having to defend Moscow, its capital, against mercenaries of its own making.
The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with the Wagner group to drop the charges against the group's leader in exchange for the group ending its rebellion. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible that killed all five on board near the Titanic wreckage. The investigation was announced during a news conference in Boston yesterday. Thunderstorms and failing equipment at an FAA facility created significant delays for air travelers across the U.S. East Coast last night, as Washington and New York were forced to briefly halt most incoming flights. The Federal Aviation Administration said flights have resumed from the Washington area after repairs to communications were completed, but delays continued for several New York area airports after thunderstorms had earlier forced ground stops. All planes are required to have 5G communications on board by July 1st, and because some airlines do not have the upgrades, that may affect air traffic at airports experiencing weather come the 4th of July weekend. Human remains have been found in an area where actor Julian Sands disappeared on California's Mount Baldy in January. Fontana Station deputies, along with the Sheriff's Department Emergency Operations Division, responded to the scene after hikers made the gruesome discovery on Saturday. The decedent was transported to the coroner's office pending positive identification. That should happen sometime this week. USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
GOP candidates running for president this election cycle speaking to enthusiastic conservatives at an annual conference in Washington.
Former President Trump speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C., telling supporters,
every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of courage.
Also at the event over the weekend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is booed by the crowd for attacking Trump.
And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership. And you can boo all you want.
Former Vice President and 2024 GOP presidential contender Mike Pence, also at the conference.
Here and now, men and women of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, we must choose and decide and determine that Joe Biden will never be reelected as president of the United States.
Here's your chance for a piece of music history.
$95,000, that's the starting bid for a piece of Elvis.
Lord Almighty, feel my temperature rising.
The Moments in Time Memorabilia Company is putting a Bible signed by Elvis Presley up for auction. It was originally given to Presley as a gift from a fan and was handed around to several relatives before winding up on the auction block. Elvis signed the cover of the Bible, and a photo of himself with his mother is tucked inside. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.